by John. He used to gallop around in stores talking to himself, flicking his ears and putting his hands in his mouth. He had a hard time swallowing and would have drool running down his face. John was very loud, and it seemed to me that he would always find the quietest moments to talk. All I ever wanted was a normal brother. I would look at other brothers and sisters, see their relationships, and turn green with envy. Why did my brother have to be so different? I was very self-conscious of what people thought. I felt as if the entire world was laughing at me because of the way John was acting. I was outraged at times that I could not have a normal brother. John has changed significantly over the past 18 years. As he grew older, he became social and adopted an upbeat and positive attitude. John began to see things for what they really are. Most people feel sorry for John, and they feel as if they should be the one helping him. John, however, does not even see that he has a problem, only that there are problems out there that people need help with, and he wants to help. If my mentally handicapped brother can have so many problems of his own, overcome these problems as if they are nothing, and want to help others, then surely I can overcome obstacles of my own. The siblings of an autistic child can have many reactions to the amount of attention the autistic child receives. Some feel as if they are not receiving enough attention and may become super achievers to get their share. I hate to admit it, but I definitely fall into this category. I feel the need to excel in everything I do. I cannot help but think that this comes from having a disabled brother. I do not feel it comes so much from the need for attention, but instead from the need to do it because John cannot. I need to seize every opportunity I can because I know some people will never have that opportunity. John has taught me to do as much as I can with what I have. The name John means gift from God. No one knows for sure what causes autism, and there is no cure. I do not, however, ask God anymore why he did this to John. Instead, I thank him for making John the way he did. As I grow older, I'm no longer ashamed of my brother. Instead, I am ashamed that I used to be. There is no one I would rather walk through a store with. No one I would rather have a quiet conversation with in the midst of a quiet restaurant. I beam with pride when someone tells me they love my brother, because I know I am truly blessed to have John in my life to keep me real and remind me of what is important. John has taught me to live life, to love life, and, no matter what, that life goes on. So maybe John is no Clark Kent, but he is definitely a superhero and a gift from God. Amy Renee Byrne, Chicken Soup for the Christian Teenage Soul. In God's eyes. To love another person is to see the face of God. Victor Hugo. By the time I was 10, I was totally ashamed of my father. All my friends called him names: Quasimodo, Hunchback, Monster, Little Frankenstein, the crooked little man with the crooked little cane. At first, it hurt when they called him those things, but soon I found myself agreeing with them. He was ugly, and I knew it. My father was born with something called peristramatic dwarfism. The disease made him stop growing when he was about 13 and caused his body to twist and turn into a grotesque shape. It wasn't too bad when he was a kid. I saw pictures of him when he was about my age. He was a little short, but quite good-looking. Even when he met my mother and married her when he was 19, he looked pretty normal. He was still short and walked with a slight limp, but he was able to do just about anything. Mother said, he even used to be a great dancer. Soon after my birth, however, things started getting worse for my father. Another genetic disorder took over, and his left foot started turning out almost backward. His head and neck shifted over to the right.